Welcome to Season 2 of The Next America. I'm your host, Jamie Lynn Walnow. To kick off Season 2, we have the one and only Meredith Malden. She is a Renaissance woman, a singer, a songwriter, and she has ignited so much creativity in me and my husband, Lance. She's traveling around with Song Labs, and I can't wait for you to be encouraged by her. A while back, the Lord shared with me that the next America was going to be found in his creative ones who would choose to set themselves apart and create with him. And Meredith is a great example of this remnant rising up in this hour. And she's also raising up the remnant herself and partnering with God. So without further ado, please enjoy this first episode of Season 2 with Meredith Malden. What's up, Next America? I'm your host, Jamie Lynn Walnow, and we are here with the Malden family, and I'm so excited to bring to you today one of my dear friends, Meredith Malden. I have to say that this show was birthed out of a dream that I had when I had COVID during this season, and the Lord gave me a dream, and he told me that the next America was going to come through. There was going to be a generation of songwriters, worshipers. There was going to be a generation of creatives and those stepping into media that were going to be part of God's plan in the next America. And he's making a way for you. So if you have a passion as a creative, as a worshiper, a songwriter, somebody whose hands are in media, no matter what aspect of those three places, this is for you, and you are part of the next America. So what's up, Meredith? Thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me. This is so my thing, so I'm excited.
Yes, it is. You and Michael have like totally changed my life in this, and I'm so excited, and I want to encourage people, if you're tuning in, go check out the full episode with Michael and Meredith on our YouTube channel. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel and check out this content. But Meredith, let's talk about this real quick. You have started Song Labs.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Song Lab.
Okay, so Song Labs is usually a 1 to 2.5 day event where I'm bringing together worship leaders or songwriters, and they come together and we worship together. I teach a little bit on songwriting, but most of all, I end up, I partner people together to write songs, and then we share them. And you would not believe the beauty that comes out when people are creating together, when sounds from different cities from all over the place, they come together. I mean, and we've had people come from South Africa, we've had people come from Canada, we've had all over the nation, and they come either from their city, we gather in a city, and they write songs together. And there's something so special when we create together that creates this celebration and this unity. And we find that almost every time they end up contending for their city that they're in, and just for the church at large, for the songs that are in us and in our individual bodies to come together and release a new sound.
I love that. What do you see in songwriters in America? Like, what do you see coming forth? I mean, let's be honest, music goes global. I know this is called the next America, but music it unites everybody in such a creative way that only music can.
Yeah.
So what would you see, what do you see for creatives in the songwriting sphere, musicians?
Well, I feel like in the church for a long time, like we've waited for like these 4 or 5 big churches to write the songs for us. And we've got all these little bodies around that there's revelation coming out of their churches or in their hearts, and they're not writing those songs. They're waiting for, you know, these big corporate songs. And I'm not saying there's always a need for like those corporate songs. God is getting out a message for the whole church, and we're unified around that message. But there's something really incredibly special when we sing our heart song to the Lord, and when a church comes together and singing what's coming out of that church, that creates a unity and something really powerful. And it's also in stewardship on what the Lord is doing in that place. And it's like you're stewarding it through song, and it's not, and then at that point, it's not, it's a message that becomes like a meditation in a sense. Songwriting, like you'll remember a song your whole life.
Yeah.
You know, you can remember those words. So when you're taking the message that's coming, that the Lord's giving your body or your own heart, and you're writing that into song, it releases in a whole different way. And I feel like it really pleases the Lord.
Yeah, it does.
And so I'm really encouraging through Song Lab for people to write the song on their heart. The Lord says, sing a new song to the Lord.
Yeah.
Sing a new song. It's a command,
You
know, and it's not just for songwriters. Like, what is the song in your heart that he's put? It pleases him.
Yeah.
And so I'm so passionate about songwriters coming, not even just songwriters, just people in general, the church in general, taking the revelation they had, putting it into song and singing that to the Lord.
That's so good. I've been a part of your Song Lab, and what you and Michael do together is so crazy. You both have such a, you're such a dynamic duo, and you make you're like a, the two of you together are like lethal in a really good way. And I love how people come together that don't know, like you have helped me, you know, step past the fear of singing or whatever it may be. It, you have really helped me launch as a creative. And so for those of you who are tuning in and you're like, I may not be able to sing, but I want to write songs, Song Hub is for you. And I've come together in this, when my husband and I lived in San Antonio, Michael and Meredith came and they did a Song Lab, and worship leaders from all over the city came together and they were writing together, and it's continued to bring the city closer together in the body of Christ. And so there's such a power behind this. So would you take a moment to speak to worshipers and songwriters and just pray for them or decree over them or whatever it may be?
Yeah. And one of the things I like to do is like, I just like to demystify it. You know, it's like we always feel like it's for somebody else. And we all have those feelings. It's vulnerable for everybody. It's not easy to start, you know. And so a lot of what I'm doing is breaking down just like all the feelings, because we've all had them. Like, I can't do this, or I'm not really a songwriter, or whatever those things are. But I'm just going to tell you what's in your heart and the testimonies that the Lord has put in your, in you. I get to see another aspect of the Lord when you write that out. And I am envious to hear what the Lord has done in your life. And so maybe it isn't in a all the way song. Maybe it's in a poem. Maybe it's in some other art form, but there's something about you being creative. God revealed himself as creator first before he revealed himself as anything else. And so don't underestimate the power of your testimony, your song, your poems, your writing. And it's powerful, and it will lead so many others to see a new aspect of who the Lord is through you. So you want me to pray for?
Go for it, girl.
Lord, I thank you. I break off in the name of Jesus the fear of being able to write and sing out our songs. Lord, I pray for people to pull down the songs that are in heaven that the Lord has been waiting to release to you, and also the songs that are locked up in your heart that the Lord is just waiting for you to write for him. So Lord, I pray for a new freedom and an excitement and just fun to be able to write and create with the Lord again, and to be able to sing those songs out, and to not be afraid to release your sound in your song, because it's powerful. In Jesus' name.
So how can people find Song Lab and connect to coming to a Song Lab?
Coming to a Song Lab. So on Instagram, we're Song Lab MSC, so Song Lab Music in a way. And then Facebook is the same thing. We also have a website, which is songlabmsc.com. And we tell which ones are coming out. You can also bring us into your church. That happens a lot, where we'll come into churches and we'll help their team write together and just, you know, get a culture of writing and creativity and healthy, you know,
yes,
celebration rather than competition. That's a big thing. So we will tell people when their next one regional is coming up. We're doing one in San Antonio, which is already full. And then we have some others lined up that we're coming. So if you want to join us on Instagram, you can stay tuned for the next ones coming up.
I love that. I really do believe the next America is coming through creatives, and it's coming through musicians.
Yes.
We need to sing the songs together from heaven to earth. And if you don't know how to do that, it's okay, because you can show up to this place of creativity and you can be a part of writing a song that's beautiful and being a part of this weekend. And also, you can sow into this. I'm sure that you, if you just are like, man, I don't know that that's for me, but I want to support somebody who wants to do it, you can sow into Song Lab too, and you can reach out to them to find out how. I want to encourage you to be a part of this. If you're a creative, I want to encourage you to come with other creatives. This could take your art to the next level. This could take your videography to the next level. You never know the connections you'll make, but all of us are writing in some way. And so I encourage you to go check out Song Lab today. Thank you so much. And I want you guys to go check out the full episode with Michael and Meredith on our YouTube channel today, because it's amazing, all you creatives out there. What we do today, it impacts the next America tomorrow. And that's you and that's me. And it's an honor to do this together. So let's go. See you soon.